Archibald, good morning. Good morning. Let us begin. We are continuing our session today in the second chapter in Oros HaTshuva. On the PDF that I sent out last week on the chat, it is page 16. So if you remember again, in this particular chapter of Cook, he's introducing us to two different models of tshuva. The first model is what he called tshuva pit'omis, which means like this instantaneous, almost like surprise, pitom, you know, sudden tshuva. That is the result, essentially, of divine inspiration. Remember, again, we saw this in the Tanya Shir on Monday nights, in the memory that we're learning of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, the Bala Tanya says, this is often what's called Is Arusa De La'ela, this awakening or inspiration from above. So this divine, as Rav Kook describes it, this like tidal wave of divine energy that comes along, lifts me up, and inspires me ultimately again to become something incredible. We'll talk more about this in just a little bit. Now, Rav Kook says, again, what's the root of this tshuva? Like, where does it come from? So, of course, it comes from above. But ultimately, again, what it's really rooted in, what Rav Kook called it was this sgula pnimis. This inner spiritual beauty. That, in other words, in order for this tidal wave of divine energy to take hold, there has to be something holy and spiritual inside of me for it to take hold of, right? If there's nothing for the energy kind of to vest in, then by definition, all the divine energy from above can't do anything for me. But because I have a neshama, because I have holiness within, so therefore when that divine energy comes down, it has the ability to awaken something within me. So that ability to feel this, what we call tshuva pit'omis, this sudden desire and awakening to become something greater, really is a result of the inner holiness and inner beauty that I always possess. That's always there. And this goes back ultimately again to the first chapter as well. Rav Kook spoke about this idea that a Jew possesses this inner holiness that no matter what I've done in life, it's always there. And sometimes all tshuva requires is an awakening of that inner goodness. Okay, that's the first category. He says, V'yeshna, so this is page 16, the second paragraph. V'yeshna tshuva hadragis. And then there's a different level, what we call tshuva hadragis. Now, remember again, darga means steps or incremental. Incremental tshuva. Suppose the tshuva pit'omis, which is like sudden tshuva. Tshuva hadragis is incremental tshuva, step by step. Meaning what? Look how it describes it. Lo berika havrika bikirbo lishapech mina omek shalara elatov. It's not like a lightning bolt. It's not a lightning bolt. It's not this immense, overwhelming light that kind of goes off inside of me, that goes ahead and causes me to shift from ra, from bad, to good. That's not what it is. It's not a lightning bolt. Ela, margishu, shetzarech lios holich, page 17, umetiv derachav v'archos chayav. Instead, what is it? It's this feeling. It begins as a feeling. Now, I will say this is incredibly important. All tshuva begins as a feeling. All tshuva begins as a feeling. Rav Gifter, that tells Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha, has a beautiful sefer on the Rambam Silchos Tshuva called Hirhurei Tshuva. Now, it's titled that way because the first thing he talks about is Hirhur Tshuva, thoughts of tshuva. Thoughts of tshuva before anything, before I do anything. Rabbi Soloveitchik calls this pre-actional tshuva, right? Or cognitive tshuva, where before I haven't done anything, I haven't changed anything, but there's a feeling that something needs to change. So if Cook writes, tshuva hadragis is this step, or better stated, incremental tshuva, where there's level after level, step after step. And how does it start? It all starts with a feeling. It all starts with a feeling that ultimately, again, this is where I am now, but this is not where I want to end up. And I need to get myself from where I am to somewhere else. Now, by the way, I might not even know where the destination is. I might not even know exactly where I need to get to. But what I do know is I need to begin to shift my life from where I am now and get myself somewhere different. So again, I feel that I need to go ahead and improve my life. I feel I need to do that. Or he says, Ritzono, Halach Machshavosa. So again, my will and the entire like direction of my thoughts. So, and again, that's it. So I feel like I just need a shift in everything. I need a shift the way I think. I need a shift the way I behave. I need a shift the way. Now, again, I want to be clear. If Cookie is not suggesting that an individual in this state feels that like everything in my life has to change, because often when we do tshuva, not everything has to change. There's a lot of things that are good. There's a lot of things that are beautiful. There's a lot of things that are really special, right? But there's enough things that have to change. And I know they have to change. Of Mahalchos, listen to this, and in this approach of what he calls tshuva hadragis, right, incremental tshuva, holichu v'kovish la'at la'at es darchei yosher. And on this approach, I take step after step in effecting change in my life. It's slow and steady. Slow and steady, kovish la'at, literally, la'at la'at. Those are the operative words. I operate slowly, step after step, metakin es hamidos. I work on my midos. Well, say it's interesting, by the way, the order that Rav Kook has over here. You know, all of the great authors, whether it's Rav Kook, the Piagets, and the Baal HaTanya, it's not just the ideas that they're expressing, but it's the words that they use to express the ideas that help us understand the full profundity of the ideas. So notice the order, right? So I understand the model. Incremental tshuva, step-by-step affecting change, doesn't begin with behaviors, actually just begins with thoughts. And then I begin to affect change. And how do I affect that change? Step one, metakin es hamidos. I work on my midos. Let's say, how incredible is that? Right? Before you do anything with your behaviors, the first thing that a yid has to do to become a real Baal Tshuva is ultimately work on his midos, work on his character traits. How does he behave? Next, metivis amasim. Then I go ahead and better or improve my actions. Right? So first midos, then actions. And I teach and condition myself how to become better and better. Ad shehuba lemala rama shaziko fatikun. And sure enough, after enough time, after enough time of incremental change, I will come to this level of zichok v'tar. Literally means purification. Purification. So I'm going to say this is really incredible. The two dramatically different models of tshuva. Tshuva pitomis, where literally, again, a lightning bolt goes off inside my soul. And suddenly there is this flurry of activity. And like lahavdil, like the mashal we gave, the same way that the smoker who goes cold turkey, right, or whatever, you know, and decides like, okay, everything has to change right now, and turns everything around. Tshuva pitomis is turning everything around right now. Tshuva hadragis, step after step. Step after, there's no lightning bolt. There's no great epiphanical moment, right? There's just this awareness. Things have to change. Starts with the hearer, the thoughts, then leads to action. Starts with midos. I'm going to work on my character traits. Then I go into actions. Slowly but surely, I affect change in my life until one day, again, I get to that level of where I am, not perfected, but I'm holier, purified, and finally, the person I want to be. So I'll stop over here, Rabosai, today. Obviously, the million-dollar question we're going to deal with tomorrow that Rav Kook is going to deal with is, which is the higher level of tshuva? Is it tshuva pitomis? Is it tshuva hadragis? Which one is, I guess, both the ideal that we aspire to, and which is the form of tshuva, ultimately, again, that creates the most comprehensive personalistic change? Emirat Hashem, to be continued tomorrow. Shkoyach.